hour of the program. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype us. Username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie's here from her radio show, ALP, and that stands for something different every week.
That's right. Yep.
What was it last week?
Last week we talked about the appeals to authority and the logical fallacy. We sort of got into that a little bit, had some callers. So it was a really interesting discussion, because when it comes to logical fallacies, you may know what the different ones are, but not quite when you're violating one of them. So that was it was a big learning experience for all of us, because some of the callers called in and knew more about, you know, what the fallacies actually entail than I even knew. So it was interesting.
And the fact is that we as human beings use logical fallacies. I don't know anyone that can actually operate in the course of, say, a month and not use one of these things in the course of your thinking. Now, that doesn't make it okay. It's just, you know, like the sunken cost fallacy always gets me, which is, I paid money into this situation. Like, right now, I've got a 2003 Honda Element. I just paid $1,500 to get the thing fixed. It's probably not worth much more than that. It's got dents all in it, and, you know.
You don't think?
I think it's probably worth $4,000.
Okay.
So I just spent $1,500 after $4,000. Should I have just gone ahead and traded it in, got something else and that wasn't going to give me the problems?
Possibly.
I mean, it's really difficult to know what to do.
Of course, if you get another car, you might get more problems, right? If you get a used car, you never know what you're inheriting.
It's true. Usually,
the devil you know.
Yeah, I don't. I tend to think that most cars that are sold these days are pretty good, American or otherwise.
You mean used cars?
Well, I mean,
would you be buying new or
you
used?
Don't buy a 20-year-old used car, Ian. You buy something that's 2 or 3 years old. It hasn't had a chance for things to go wrong too badly.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. You don't know. So a lot of times, if you get a car that's coming off a lease or something like that, the oil changes have been covered in the maintenance plan for that vehicle. Right. So the person's likely to have done the oil changes, and you're not looking at that problem. Usually, you can tell if a vehicle that has 40 or 50,000 miles on it hasn't had regular oil changes, at least regular enough oil changes, because it's going to run like crap.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of... I think that's fascinating, Allie, that you guys got into that, and that's something you do on ALP, is you really dig into a topic. And we've been digging into the topic tonight of secession, to
that's
some
right.
extent, here on Free Talk Live. But go to ALPshow.com to get more of Allie and Ellen, her co-host, and other guests.
Yes.
ALPshow.com. Also, it's ALP Podcast on Facebook. So you had some secession-related news as well.
That's right. We've been talking a lot about tonight, but I actually found the story before I knew we were going to be talking so much about secession. It's about Venice wanting to secede from Italy, and I didn't realize anything about the history of Venice originally sort of being part of a more sovereign entity. But I'll just read from the story from thenationalpost.com. Voting began Sunday on a referendum on whether Venice and its surrounding region...
Wait, National Post?
Why? Is that bad?
Go ahead and read the story. I want to hear what it
is. It's a little short one.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something different. I thought National Post was a... there is one of those onion-like sites that's got a name like National Post, and I'm forgetting what it's called.
Well, my original source for the story was on a different computer, so I just typed in the it's the same story, just from a different site.
So you have a second site, okay.
Corroboration's good.
So voting began Sunday on a referendum on whether Venice and its surrounding region should secede from the rest of Italy in an attempt to restore its 1,000-year history as a sovereign republic. La Serenissima, or the Most Serene Republic of Venice, was an independent trading power for a millennium before its last leader was deposed by Napoleon in 1797. The republic encompassed not just Venice, but what is the now surrounding region of Veneto, and it is there that the vote will take place from Sunday until Friday. Campaigners have been inspired by the example of Scotland, which will hold its referendum on Independence Day in September, and Catalonia, where around half of the population say they want to break away from Spain. Activists say the latest polling shows that 65% of voters in the Veneto region, which includes historic sites such as Treviso, Vicenza, and Verona, are in favor of cutting ties with Rome.
Very exciting.
65%. That sounds like a majority. And as far as I know, you know, the campaigners for this want to, want to go ahead and draw up like a sort of declaration of independence or something like that, if it gets a majority.
Yeah, you know, I obviously I'm for smaller geopolitical designations. I think that there's a lot of advantages. Yeah, they can ally with each other in whatever way they do, but I think that people are better served with smaller governments. When you have a big power like the United States or Russia, that power then concentrates into a city. No one would argue that Washington, D.C. is the most powerful city on the planet. People that are educated in the subject would see the incredible amount of power that D.C. has around the world. I mean, setting policy in other nations, forcing, you know, essentially forcing policy on other nations. And this is a bad thing. And it's because of how few nations there are. If nations, maybe if states could secede from the United States, it would take money and power away from Washington, D.C., therefore bringing power down to closer to the individual. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of local government either. I just tend to think that you're going to have more voice in a local government than you would in a national one.
Well, for the same things you were talking about with the United States government and D.C. having so much power over the rest of the world, is the same kind of reasons why if it was left up to a vote, some kind of option between, you know, being able to stay in the United States, but be, you know, some entity with another government like Canada, or who knows if it could be open to any country in the world. I think that I could vote for most other countries besides the United States, because I think that not just because the United States seems to be the most tyrannical government, and I'd rather pay taxes to, a nicer, you know, slave driver if I have the option to like switch them. Does that make sense? Does my analogy?
It doesn't. I guess. I mean, I'm not real. I'm going to have some questions for you when you're done.
Well, it's also because I think that in general, colonies seem to be harder to control for nations. If you have to go out of your way to enforce laws, well, then it seems to
New Hampshire wouldn't. I mean, wouldn't be out of the way of Canada.
That's true.
Directly connected.
But if it say it was, you know, a country further away or something, then it could be. You could see more freedom if you weren't controlled by, you know, the scariest government on earth.
You might have an argument there, but Mark, you said you had questions?
Well, I just, you know, I mean, for one, I don't think that the United States is better than many other governments, you know, or worse than any other governments. I think that, you know, that they have their pluses and minuses.
You wouldn't say that it's worse than other you wouldn't compare countries and say their policies do more damage than another country's?
Many countries are poorer than the United States. If they had more money, they'd fly remote control airplanes around and kill people.
No, I agree.
Too. So the you know, the poverty of a nation doesn't, poverty isn't virtue. And the U.S. government doesn't want other nations to have any kind of real, national power. So, you know, as far as military goes. So the fact that nations choose not just basically sublimate themselves to the United States government's military, saying, oh, okay, if you guys are going to keep the shipping lanes clear, we just won't put that many ships out there. That's fine. Just enough to make us look like a real country and everything. And so, you know, the United States is a good place to make money. If you want to go someplace after you've made enough money to live the rest of your life and some kind of relative wealth, I think that that's fine.
A lot of people leave the United States and expatriate to other countries.
They do. Just listen to a podcast today about moving to Acapulco.
All right, we'll come back with more here. And you're welcome to add into the discussion, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. The session's on the table for discussion, and you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Now, you can bring us anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the Venezuelan conflict. The Ukraine is not the only place in the world where people are conflicting over the issues and political change. Venezuela's got some hot streets at the moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, an 81-year-old great-grandmother has been put in jail. We'll tell you what for. Blockchain.info is where you can go right now to get your own Bitcoin wallet. Although I heard that earlier they were having technical difficulties. In fact, they are still having those technical difficulties. They are updating a Twitter feed. If you go to blockchain.info, they link to their Twitter feed there to let you know. They're having hardware issues, not security issues. There's been some sort of hardware failure, and they are diligently working to get the site back online. But when it comes back up, you'll be able to get access to a Bitcoin wallet that you can get for free. So if you haven't yet gotten a Bitcoin wallet, Blockchain's got the best one out there. It's easy to use. So you can put an app on your Android phone. If you've got an iPhone or something else, you can just go to their website and use their HTML5 wallet built right into the site. Blockchain.info makes it easy, and it's free to go get your Bitcoin wallet today and get started with Bitcoin at blockchain.info. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, Venezuela. Police in Venezuela, according to rawstory.com, have stepped up a campaign of arrests and raids. As authorities said, the death toll for more than a month of anti-government demonstrations had risen to 28. Now, in Venezuela, we've been kind of following.
28, that's frankly, it's not very many comparatively. I mean, there's been a lot of anti-government protests around the world in the last half decade, and 28 is low. It's a tragedy for every person.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. I'm not claiming it's not, but it's just not the numbers, right?
Well, I don't know what to compare it to, Mark.
Turkey, last year.
How many died there?
Many more
than
28.
Well, anyway, it's still important news, and the death toll doesn't really matter to me. We don't know how many people are being injured. That number's not being reported here, and how many people are having their lives destroyed by all of this upset. So we've been kind of following Venezuela here and there as they've been making news. It seems like there's three countries that we report on the most, Venezuela, Russia, and North Korea.
Yeah.
Am I leaving any out? Those seem like the three that we're really kind of like to do news from here on Free Talk Live. There's just interesting things going on there. At least the interesting things that are going on there managed to reach us here. And so what happened, just to kind of give you a recap of some of the more recent news from Venezuela, as you know, may recall, Hugo Chavez was the main dictator. I think they called him the president there. And he died due to cancer. There, of course, was plenty of crazy socialist things that he did with his presidency. And now his second in command, Nicolas Maduro, is in charge of the country. And I think he's like a former bus driver or something like that. So, you know, he's a man of the people.
Directing the country.
And he
like
has.
He would direct a bus.
He has also been doing the same nationalization process that his predecessor had done with notable takeovers of grocery chains and also an electronic store at one point, or a chain of electronic stores, kind of like the Best Buy of Venezuela. He took them over.
Gotta put down the tyranny of modern conveniences.
And basically, he was forcing companies to sell at certain prices. He would not allow them to set their own prices. He came in and forced that. So there's been all kinds of things developing there, and apparently it's now developed into serious in-the-streets kind of action. President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to take drastic measures to quell the student-led protest movement launched on February 4th, fueled by public fury over deteriorating living conditions in the oil-rich country. They have a difficult time in Venezuela getting toilet paper.
Mm.
Hmm.
So try to imagine, you know, this is something we take for granted here in the United States and a lot of other places around the world. You take for granted that when you go to the bathroom, there's going to be a roll of toilet paper
available.
Depends
on who you live with.
I suppose so, but we probably shouldn't go indicting anybody.
Oh, the ladies.
But generally, in the United States, it's not a problem to find toilet paper around. But in Venezuela, there have been shortages, and that has directly to do with government involvement.
What is it? They have to charge. They can't charge a certain amount for toilet paper. They have to keep it under a certain price, so
I am not certain. It wouldn't surprise me if that were the case, Allie. I'm not certain as to the exact political machinations that have made it difficult. If you've been following the Venezuelan situation closely and can answer that question well, you should call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But they have had shortages on toilet paper. They've had inflation that's been pretty crazy. And that's combined to create the most serious challenge yet for the leftist Maduro, who succeeded the late Hugo Chavez last year. Police on Thursday arrested six people in a pre-dawn raid in the city of Valencia, where two civilians and a police officer were shot dead on Wednesday. In the evening, about 30 people were detained in the capital of Caracas. And late Thursday, about 100 demonstrators wearing hoods clashed with riot police in the same area and set fire to one of their motorcycles. No injuries were reported there. Authorities seized weapons, plastic explosives, and incendiary devices in Valencia.
Where do they get plastic explosives?
I think you make them somehow. I don't know how you go about doing that, but there are probably instructions on the internet, Mark. If you start Googling around, you might find them.
No, thanks.
Maduro
Pro-XPN.
Said that searches were ongoing. Earlier in the day, Venezuelan state prosecutor Luisa Ortega Diaz, speaking on the sidelines of the UN's Human Rights Council in Geneva, said 28 people had been killed and 365 injured since the protests first erupted. What began in Venezuela as a peaceful demonstration has been transformed into violence and chaos, she said. And then they go on to talk to John Kerry as though what his opinion is has any sort of relevance here. Going on, initially angered by rampant crime, the local watchdog says was responsible for 65 murders a day last year. Protesters are also now seething about runaway inflation and the arrests of the demonstrators. Everyday sporadic protests are seen, sometimes ending in clashes with security forces. Roads have been barricaded in parts of some cities. So I mean, this is pretty serious,
yeah, serious
conflict happening in Venezuela. And Maduro says that the protests are part of a U.S. plot to overthrow him.
how do you know that they're not?
Repeated calls for the opposition to join talks. Repeated calls for the opposition to join talks organized by the authorities. That's a non-complete sentence. Student leader Juan Requense says he'd never received a formal invitation to the talks. If the government does not want to pay attention to the people, all that we have left is to block the streets, he said.
You know, I absolutely believe this, is that the government would say, sure, we're in talks with them. We yell things through loudspeakers at their asses. But, you know, the guy says he didn't get a... what else would these protesters want except to get into talks with the government?
I'm sorry. I misread the sentence earlier. It's Maduro is repeating calls, meaning the president, El Presidente, is saying that I want to talk with the opposition and we're ready to talk. But now, you know, the students are saying that's... they're not inviting them at all. South American foreign ministers have agreed to form a commission to support talks between the opposition and the Venezuelan government. And I'm sure that if the talks did happen, you know, unless they manage to bribe these protesters into silence, I don't know if they're going to go anywhere. These guys seem pretty upset. They're serious.
They're blocking streets.
And they're in the streets, and people are getting killed as a result of this. If you want to share your perspective, maybe you're down there in Venezuela or nearby, and you're more connected with the story, feel free to add your details to the mix here at 855-453. Otherwise, we're going to bring it back to the U.S. coming up here with your grandmother, or at least the lady who could be your grandmother, going to jail. We'll tell you what for here in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well at 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Soul Free. We've been talking about the Venezuelan situation, and actually Allie did a little bit of digging, as did I. Allie, you found out more about the toilet paper shortage there, and I've got a little bit more information about the money situation, which is an absolute mess, and their current inflation rate, and they're both tied together. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, we've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, no problem. Just go, click, download. They're yours at freetalklive.com. Plus, I just announced via our news release list, which you can go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for our email list. I announced recently that we are now doing YouTube video archives, which some people have asked for. So we decided, all right, well, what's it going to take to do this? And turns out it's not that much more work every night. It's more work, but it's not a huge burden. You guys did it for the first time on the Sunday show last night. It's been going for about a week or two prior to that. And hopefully we'll be able to do it on a consistent nightly basis from here on out. But if you want to see the show, so like you can watch live at cam.freetalklive.com. If you want to watch the show later on, you can now do that. Which means all the awkward freeze frame faces that we make are now going to be preserved forever.
Great.
So
don't pick your nose.
Go to YouTube.com. Excuse me. Go to YouTube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, where you will find previous episodes going back a couple weeks and hopefully on into the future. So if you're used to getting archives like an hour after the show online, you're still going to get the audio quickly, but YouTube takes quite a while to process a 3-hour video.
You're putting
block.
The whole 3-hour
yeah,
block
three
on
hour
YouTube?
Block.
How many views are these things getting?
A few dozen per show
wow.
so far, but we've only been doing it for a couple weeks, and we have not promoted this YouTube channel in any meaningful way up until now. So you can go and get archives in video form now at youtube.freetalklive.com.
There you go.
Yep, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, to the phones next.
Will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? Depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe, Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist, and his hard-drinking sidekick continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind as they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and a colonized Vesta. Dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular, liberty-themed science fiction adventure web comic which updates daily. Daily, you can get a new web comic. It is amazing.
For free.
For free, yeah. Bigheadpress.com. And the latest volume with 161 full-color pages is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at Bigheadpress.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun, and then more on the Venezuela situation. Nikolai is on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good morning. Good evening.
It's morning somewhere. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about terrorism and Islam. I think you guys thinking that, you know, Islam is good and there's plenty of good Muslims out there.
There are.
And so that's what I was going to talk about. Because, like, okay. when you do talk to any Muslim and you ask him certain questions, like, about Muhammad, why did he sleep with the 7-year-old, or I mean 9-year-old? They will all tell you
that married. Why did he marry a 9-year-old? Right?
No, he slept with her, and I can.
Oh, I thought this was a wife.
Right.
I believe he was married.
9-year-old wife. Yeah. You can sleep with 9-year-old wife, right? I mean, well, is that the case?
What do I think? I mean, I just want to clarify that this was a wife.
Yes, and he married her when she was 6. He slept with her when she was 9.
Okay.
And I can show it.
What does that have to do with terrorism?
This is just one example of a person that all the Muslims want to be like. And there is a terrorism in there, and there is killings. And this guy.
There's terrorism in where?
In the religion, in the Hadith, that tells you a story of life.
Have you read the Quran?
Muhammad. It's not. That's the thing. If a Quran would be the only thing that is Islam, that'd be half of the issue. That's not.
Isn't it true that there are different viewpoints within Islam?
What?
Isn't it true, like with Christianity, that there are different viewpoints and interpretations within Islam?
Within Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose not really, because...
No, the answer is yes. There are several different viewpoints.
Sunnis, Shiites.
Yeah. Sorry, Nikolai. Right. You don't know what you're talking about. Have a nice night.
It doesn't seem likely that, like, to be Muslim, you have to accept terrorism as an ideal or something. That just sounds wrong.
Or that you have to want to marry a 9-year-old or something like that. Sorry.
Well, I do think that, so if you're comparing and contrasting religions, right, like the story we have of Jesus... probably better than the story we have of Muhammad. Simply,
there's a lot of good stories about Muhammad.
Yeah, but this 9-year-old wife thing is a real problem. Wouldn't you agree? If you're going to hold up a dude, that dude shouldn't have married somebody at 6 and slept with them at 9. I mean, I just think that all these ancient texts really have a problem with them. I, these are people's visions of God from 1,400 years ago.
I know where you're going, Mark, and just focus back briefly on Muhammad. I'm not defending everything that Muhammad did. I'm not a Muslim, but I know a thing or two about it. I've done a cursory amount of research. I read the Quran while I was in jail, so I've done that. And most people can't say that they've done that, and I've done some research beyond that. Let's remember the time frame here that we're talking about. Things were different back in those days. And certainly certainly the way women were treated was very different than how women are treated in society today.
It's likely that Jesus was married, and we just don't know. It's not a certainty. And most of the people that want to compare and contrast Christianity to Islam want to lead you down the primrose path. To, hey, look, Christianity's better. And, you know, these ancient texts suck. All of them. They all suck. I've got friends who are Muslims. They can make a good argument for Islam from a liberty perspective. But it doesn't take too long racking up the deaths that are put in historically, that are put in the names of these religions, where you're just like, yuck, why do I care what Muhammad had to say about God? What Muhammad didn't have a pipeline or the interstate to God.
Well, actually, the story is that it was an angel.
The story's a damn lie! Ian, no, the angel Melchizedek did not visit Muhammad, unless you are some kind of...
I think that was the name of the angel.
It's some name. I think it begins with an M.
I thought it was Gabriel, but I could be wrong.
I could be wrong. The angel...
Maybe the translated version is Gabriel, but the other...
If you believe an angel visited Muhammad, you're either on a psychotropic trip, or you need to check your premises.
But I guess the point I was trying to make, and I agree with you, I don't necessarily believe the story, but I'm just kind of telling you what the story is that, you know, he went into this cave and was delivered a message, and he did it multiple times, was delivered a message.
I'm going into
angel.
The cave to get the message now.
Yeah, and then he,
I have no idea what the message will be when I come out.
And
I haven't considered this at all for the last several hours.
And he memorized
the angel in the cave. Nobody come in here now. There's an angel. No. Nobody come in the cave. The angel's going to tell me important stuff.
He memorized I don't know if they're called, what, the stanzas or whatever of the Quran, and repeated them to people, and they memorized them and repeated them, and eventually somebody wrote them down.
That is amazing stuff, that people were able to memorize
the entire Quran.
What this guy said. And oftentimes it was just sort of repeated over.
There's a lot of repetition in the Quran. If you read the whole thing, there's content that comes up multiple times.
Fascinating stuff. I really hate the let's compare this religion to that religion game. Okay, so if you want to call Muslims terrorists,
at least know what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, if you're
let's
going
say
to...
that all Christians are snake handlers. I mean, that's how ridiculous it
right.
is.
Or the all Christians percentage. Do the babbling thing with the talking in tongues.
There's a lot of Christians who do the comparative number of talking in tongues compared to snake handlers is a big difference.
There are crazies everywhere.
855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts, whether informed or not, on Free Talk.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become Free Talk Live Amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to bring more people to this program, whether on the radio, with over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast. We want to expand that number, and we've done a great job recently with the AMP program, raising money to pay Daryl to be our affiliate relations person, in addition to me. So we now have two people making calls to radio stations during the daytime, which is great, and it's helped us bring more stations on board faster. But we've changed, kind of shifted gears in our AMP fundraising efforts at the moment. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's more detail there, but essentially we're getting matching dollars from a few of our supporters. And the idea is that if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, which is a brand new, really cool perk for Free Talk Live amplifiers. You get access.
They're using it too.
They are using it, and it's great. I'm really happy to see that, and so are we. So it's like there's lots of good questions in there for us, like, well, what are you guys doing with the AdWords? What are the keywords you're using? So we're kind of getting into those granular details there on the group. But you can get all these perks by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and your AMP money is doubled. And what are we doing with that? We're trying to raise approximately $200 a month for this. We are advertising on Google AdWords and bringing new listeners to Free Talk Live, people who weren't necessarily looking for liberty-oriented talk radio, although I have an ad about that. I've got two ads running. There's one that's kind of a generic talk radio you control ad, and there's another one, like 100% pro liberty talk radio. So there's two types of ads, and they both get about the same click-through ratio, about 2%, 2+%. And so it's working already. We're already getting clicks. We're trying to fundraise some more money to support this project. So please become a Free Talk Live amplifier and double your AMP money by going to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on the front page of this, amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Allie, you did some digging about Venezuela. We had
mentioned that
there was a news story about the protests that are happening in the streets, the crackdown that's happening now. There have been many deaths in just the last month or two in Venezuela, and hundreds of people have been injured in these protests. And one of the reasons why people are in the streets and protesting, kind of, we've asked previously, what's going to take to get Americans out and into the streets? Well, apparently, if you lose toilet paper for any decent amount of time, that's going to get people out into the streets.
It is an outrage.
And that is what's happening. That's literally what's happening in Venezuela. They have a shortage of toilet paper.
It was what I had suspected. It seems to be having to do with price controls, or at least that's what businesses and some of the political opposition to the Venezuelan government says. And that there are also tight restrictions on foreign currency. I'm not exactly what that's about, Ian, but it seems...
I'll tell you more about that here in a moment. I've got details.
It says, the story I'm reading from CNN says that those policies make it so that producers can't even break even on the production of toilet paper. Mm. But then the government is claiming that the private companies aren't doing their part, accusing them of hoarding their products in hopes of selling it at a higher price, which is one of the sort of... it's very helpful when the people who make toilet paper get to decide what the price of it is, not just for them in that they make more money when demand goes up, but for the consumer, because you don't have shortages. Like, I would rather pay more for toilet paper than have no toilet paper at all. And I think that's a value judgment most people would make.
At some point, you will stop paying for toilet paper. And this is really the difficulty that government controls over price have. The government can't figure out what the price of something should be. You have to have competition in the marketplace to figure out what the price of something should be. You can see you have a very difficult time. You just don't have the mechanism for feedback. So, you know, you're oftentimes business owners, people who start business, start into businesses, will think to themselves, well, what are my overhead costs? And I should just get a certain amount above that. That's fair. The marketplace doesn't care what's fair. If pencils cost 10 cents, but I decide to go in the pencil business and it costs me $1.10 to make a pencil, and I'm like, look, this is fair because this is what it costs me to make a pencil, and I need to make 10 cents.
You're in the wrong business, pal.
Right. You just can't compete. It doesn't matter. So, when you're in a monopoly situation, you can figure out how much money is the most money I can make is really the best thing you can do. So if I have the price at this, I can sell this many units. If I have it at that, I'll sell that many units. And you just kind of do the multiplication and try to figure it out. But so far, it's never really worked.
When buyers and sellers are allowed to make an agreement on price, which is what you're doing when you pay for something at the store, you're agreeing that you think that this, you know, roll of toilet paper is worth this amount of money, that whatever it is that was asked for. And so when people are able to come to an agreement and set prices independently, that's when we find out what the general market price of something actually is. When the government sets a price arbitrarily, they say, all toilet paper shall be 10 cents a roll from here on out in Venezuela. And if it's too cheap, if it's below what that market price would normally be, then somebody's going to go and just buy it all up and sell it on the black market at 10 times the rate. And if it's too expensive, then people are going to start rationing and start, you know, wiping multiple times with, you know, one ply toilet paper.
They're going to use other things.
Yeah. They'll come up with something else.
They'll figure out, they'll use fabric and rinse it off or whatever.
So what's happened is that it sounds like Maduro has set some sort of price control on toilet paper that has made it unprofitable to sell the toilet paper, and anybody who has sold it has probably sold out very, very quickly because it's below market value.
Yeah, it's one of the situations where it seems like the state gets involved. Like, this isn't the only industry in which the Venezuelan government has sort of taken over and said, you're not doing an efficient enough job. We need the government to come in and make it
better. Mess things up.
Well, I mean, exactly. And this is what to talk about a perfect example of government involvement and how they screw things up. I mean, what could be this is one of the worst situations you can imagine.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to even envision not having toilet paper. We're so used to that.
But people really do believe that central control can, you know, is the best system for coming up with. Because when it comes to toilet paper, it's fair that poor people are able to get toilet paper cheaply. That's the idea here. Because that's what it comes down to with healthcare. I mean, toilet paper is a necessity, just like healthcare.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're hearing as far as Obamacare and all that stuff, is it's
same
fair
stuff.
For people to get this at a reasonable price. Well, I don't know what a reasonable price is, and I don't know what you're owed exactly, but when it comes down to toilet paper, the fact is the government can't provide it. They just can't do it. We can see it in Venezuela. The price controls don't work.
So, is there more to the story?
That's basically it.
So I've got more details on the money side of the situation, because it's an important factor. There's the one factor of people not being able to easily manufacture the toilet paper in Venezuela because they have to sell it at below market rates, so why even bother? But what if they could import it? Well, importing things becomes tricky in Venezuela because of the forced market price, not even the right term, the forced government-mandated price for the bolivar, which is their national currency. So here's a story that kind of addresses that from MarketWatch.com and also addresses their inflation rate. It is 57.3%. This story was
price
published
inflation.
On March 15th. Price inflation. I don't know if that's price inflation, Mark. But anyway, it's certainly prices do tend to inflate when you inflate the money supply. And Venezuela's inflation rate annually has climbed to 57.3% in February as the South American country has grappled with protests that weighed on the economy, the central bank reported Friday. Of course, it's the protesters' fault now that there's 57% inflation. By the way, the inflation rate in Venezuela has been outrageous for much longer than the protests have been going on. The 12-month rate in December and January hovered over just above 56% before jumping last month as protesters took to the streets nationwide. Authorities said there have been nearly 30 deaths. We already talked about that. Unrest slowed supply chains, they claim, and interrupted operations, according to the central bank's website. And President Maduro has said his government is confronting an economic war waged by Washington, D.C. And his political opposition.
The potty paper.
Detractors of Maduro say the demonstrators have been stirred in part by the government's mismanagement of the economy, and the central bank tracked a jump of 2.4% in February versus the previous month, which represented an improvement over the 3.3% posted in January, but higher than the 1.6% registered in February of last year. That's the monthly inflation rate. The central bank didn't release February numbers for its scarcity index, a measure of basic goods out of stock, along with the inflation data as customary. In January, the scarcity index reached 28%, its highest level since the central bank launched the measure in 2005, and now they're just not releasing that number at this point.
I wonder how long after a government decides to print money or inflate its currency, does the exchange rate get, changed?
Good question. Well, right now in Venezuela, they'll change the exchange rate when it's legislated. They'll tell you what the legislated number is here in a little bit and what the actual market value of the bolivar is as well, because there's a black market in currency in Venezuela. Now, we'll get back to that here in Hour 3 next. You take control as well. Free Talk Live.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address and our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.